Welcome to the Connect Better course. This course will drastically improve the way you connect with your patients and colleagues. I'm Katie Wyatt, your instructor. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to week 3 of our Connect Better training course. I hope that last week went well as you focused on listening to your patients better. This week is equally as important as last week. This week is all about empathy. And if you read any literature on how to connect with patients better, any books on patient experience, any books on how to get better patient satisfaction scores, all of these resources are going to mention empathy. There are many people who are very naturally empathetic and it comes easy for them. But I think there's also a good handful of people who empathy does not come naturally at all. And it's very hard for them to figure out how to show empathy to a patient when they don't feel empathetic. So I'm going to give you a fail-proof formula that I use when I train healthcare providers to teach them how to show empathy in their encounters. So the formula is based off of a definition of empathy that I found and loved. The definition I use is, empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. So if we put this into a formula, we get A, show we understand their emotions, plus B, show we are willing to share their emotions, equals C, empathy. So that's the formula that you're going for in your encounters. There's just two parts. You show you understand the emotions, you show you're willing to share the emotions. And this is actually easier than it seems. And once you start trying it in your practice, you'll see that it really is actually quite easy to do this. And the crazy thing is when you do this, your patients will perceive empathy. So let me kind of put it into an example so you can see how this would work on a really simple patient. We'll talk about Martha, right? We always talk about Martha. We'll talk about Martha. Martha comes in to see you and she says she knows she has a sinus infection. She's had it for 2 days. She gets these often. She knows exactly what it feels like. She's miserable. Her face hurts. She can't sleep. She has a headache. Her teeth hurt, you know, et cetera, et cetera. She knows she needs an antibiotic. So this is classic, right? We've all seen a Martha who comes to us with problems just like this. So initially in your head, you might be thinking, Martha, go home, go take a nap, take a couple days off work and rest up. You're fine, right? That's what you're thinking in your mind. You know, Martha, you know that sometimes Martha can be overly dramatic. That might be what the old you would think. And you may even say something like that to Martha naturally, right? But we're going to take the high road this time. We're going to start showing more empathy in our encounters. So this time you decide to show empathy. First of all, you need to think about what she's told you. It sounds like the last 2 days have been miserable for Martha. I want you to think about the last time you had a bad head cold. It's hard when you can't breathe through your nose. It's hard when you're up coughing all night and your throat gets dry because you can't breathe through your nose and you have drainage down the back of your throat and you can't sleep and all you really need to do is sleep to get better, but you can't sleep. It stinks to have a headache and it's not fun when your head feels so much pressure, it feels like it's going to explode. 2 days of feeling like that could be pretty miserable. So I want you to think back to a time that you felt miserable. Next, we're going to try to attempt to tell Martha that we understand her emotions. So we're going to do this by summarizing the symptoms she's having and then giving the emotion that she's feeling a name. So I would do this by saying something like, Martha, I am so sorry that you're so congested and you're not sleeping and you're in pain with your headache and sinus pressure. That sounds miserable. It really does. That sounds so miserable and I'm sorry. Okay, so that was simple. I just told her I was sorry for how she's feeling and I gave how she's feeling an emotion. And that tells Martha that I understand that she's feeling that emotion. Okay, so check. We did step one in the formula. Step two is to attempt to share this emotion with Martha. In other words, if you were feeling how she felt, what would you want done for you? How can you help her feel a little better? How can you lift some of her burden so she isn't quite as miserable? How can you take a little bit of that misery from her? How can you help her heal? So I would do this by saying something like, "It sounds like you have a nasty sinus infection. Because you're 2 days into this, it's extremely likely to be a virus, meaning that an antibiotic won't help at this point. In fact, an antibiotic would probably do more harm than good. And the last thing I want to do right now is make things any worse for you. I have some great remedies, though, that I think will help decrease the pressure in your sinuses and help clear out your nose a little so you can breathe a little better while your body takes care of fighting the infection." And then I would talk to Martha about some over-the-counter options and some home remedies. I may even prescribe some over-the-counter medications just so that Martha doesn't have to go wander up and down the aisles of the pharmacy trying to find what she needs. She can just go right to the pharmacist and they can help direct her to what she needs. And then I would create a really solid follow-up plan to show Martha that I'm worried and I want to make sure that this resolves. So I would say, "Martha, this should resolve in about 10 days. So if you're not seeing some pretty good improvement in 10 days, I want you to call me back and let's reevaluate and let's see if we need to change our plan." So I just attempted to make Martha's misery a little bit better. If you'll notice in this example that I gave you, I didn't do what Martha wanted me to do. I didn't give her an antibiotic. And I think that is a really important misconception about empathy. There's a couple of misconceptions about empathy that we need to clear up. Number one, showing empathy does not mean you agree with the patient's feelings or think the patient's feelings are justified. Two, empathy does not mean you're going to give in to whatever the patient wants you to do. And three, showing empathy doesn't mean that you agree with the person's decisions or choices. So that's really important to know, that just because you're showing empathy, you can show empathy and you can still not really agree with their feelings or even think that their feelings are justified. But what showing empathy does mean is that you understand that your patient is feeling a certain emotion and you're trying to relieve that emotion. That's what it means. So I think that's really important to understand, because oftentimes when I train about empathy, healthcare providers will tell me that they feel fake or unnatural if they show empathy in a situation where they don't feel empathetic. But let me ask you this. How many of the things that we naturally want to do are good? For example, if I did what I naturally want to do, I would eat homemade bread and cinnamon rolls for every meal. I would think of no one but myself. I would say every mean thing that came into my mind. I would certainly not exercise or push myself physically. I wouldn't work hard. I wouldn't wake up early, etc. My point is that doing what comes natural in life generally is not the thing to do. And I think in so many aspects of life, we've realized this. We've realized that doing what comes natural is not the best thing for us. And we just need to transition that same mindset into dealing with patients. Doing what comes naturally and what we say or do with patients may not be the best thing for us. We may need to adapt a little and maybe do some things that don't feel quite as natural. The best explanation on this I found comes from Dr. Scott Abramson's book, Bedside Manners for Physicians and Everyone Else. And I'm just going to read a little excerpt from his book. He says, "I gave a presentation about the importance of expressing empathy in our communication with patients. I tried to stress the habit of trying to make just one empathetic statement with every patient, even if it's something like, 'Sorry, Ms. Garcia, about those rumblings in your tummy,' or 'That must be so tough, Mr. Jones, having those sniffles at night.' After the presentation, a physician approached me privately. He did not agree. 'If I'm not feeling empathy,' he said, 'it's not honest to speak the words. It's fake. It's phony. It's not me. It's not,' he insisted, 'natural.' Here was my response to this doctor, Unfortunately, like so many of my brilliant retorts, I thought of this about 30 minutes after my colleague departed. But here is what I wished I would have said. Natural? You want natural? Let me give you natural. Body odor is natural. But most of us wear fresh clothes, we take showers, we put on deodorant. All I'm saying is, in conversations with our patients, let's put on a little deodorant. What's unnatural about dabbing a little Old Spice on that? So I loved that, and I think that we can apply that to what we're talking about here with empathy. Even if we find ourselves in a situation where our natural selves want to roll our eyes and tell the patient to toughen up, it doesn't hurt to put on a little deodorant. And our deodorant in this situation is understanding that they are feeling an emotion and attempting to share that with them. It's just showing them a little bit of empathy. I am so excited for you to try this one because I think those of you that struggle naturally with empathy are going to find that it really is easy to do this. And you're going to notice a big difference in how your patients respond to you when you start communicating this way. Good luck. Try to do this in every patient encounter you have this week. And I will see you back next week for week 4.